Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lawrence Myers, and I am the Independent Chairman of VGI Partners Asian Investments Limited. Thank you for joining us today for the company's first annual general meeting. The company secretary has advised me that we have a quorum, so I will now declare this meeting open. I hope you have all taken the opportunity to attend the Portfolio Managers Presentation webinar, which was held earlier today at 10 a.m. The notice of this meeting, which was sent to shareholders on the 14th of October, will be taken as read. I am chairing the meeting from the VGI Partners offices in Sydney. The company's directors are all in attendance. David Jones and Rob Luciano are in the room with me. Bill Brown and Adelaide McDonald have dialed in from remote locations. Also in attendance is our company secretary, Ian Cameron, and representatives of our share registry, Boardroom. Our auditors, Pitcher Partners, are represented by Scott Widdett and Shane Phelan. We recognise that holding the meeting online and over the phone is not the same as a physical meeting. However, given the constantly evolving situation with COVID-19, we have taken the view that it would be best to hold this meeting online. We will endeavour to use technology to replicate the key features of a physical meeting while also keeping the meeting as succinct as possible. Most importantly, those of you who have logged into the webcast with your username and password will have the opportunity to submit questions online as well as to vote on the resolutions. If you have already prepared a question, please feel free to submit it at any time and we will aim to answer it at the appropriate stage in proceedings. We have a section after my address for any general questions. If your question relates to a specific resolution, please state the resolution number at the start of the question. In order to allow shareholders ample time to vote, I'm going to open the polls now. This means that you may submit your votes at any time between now and when I close the polls at the end of the meeting. If you change your mind about any vote, you may override your original vote between now and when the polls close. For those of you who have logged into the webcast as a guest, you will be able to view our webcast but not submit questions or vote. If you have joined over the phone, please note that this is a listen-only facility. I should also point out that if you are listening on the phone but viewing the webcast as well, the webcast may lag the phone by 10 seconds or more. It may be preferable for you to use the webcast for sound as well as for viewing in order to avoid this issue. Now turning to our agenda today, which is shown on slide 3. As shown here, I will give a short introductory address, after which there will be an opportunity to ask general questions. We will then move to the resolutions. I will take questions on each resolution before we collect the votes. I will now deliver my formal address. On behalf of VG8, I would like to welcome all shareholders to the company's inaugural annual general meeting. We thank you for your support of VG8. This meeting follows on from the comprehensive portfolio update covering both VG8 and VG1 that Robert Luciano and the team hosted by video conference this morning. The focus this afternoon will be on the formal business as set out in the notice of meeting. As with the VG1 AGM that many of you would have joined immediately preceding this meeting, I will keep these opening remarks relatively short to ensure that we have plenty of time for shareholder questions on the resolutions. I would like to make a few observations regarding VG8's first year as a listed company from the perspective of your board. Each of your independent directors is an investor, both in their own right and through their professional activities. Therefore, when we were presented with the opportunity to join the board of VG8 prior to the IPO, we each approached the role from the perspective of an investor. None of us would want to be a director of a listed investment company in which we did not wish to invest ourselves. From the outset, we all shared the investment team's optimism about the opportunity to generate superior risk-adjusted returns over the long term by applying the proven VGI Partners investment philosophy to opportunities in the Asian region. We are also supportive of the approach that VGI Partners took to achieve strong alignment between the manager and VG8 investors. It is important to recognise that VGI Partners put in place a number of alignment initiatives at the time of the IPO. These included the manager, rather than VG8, incurring $12 million in listing costs. VGI Partners investing $20 million in the IPO, key owners of VGI Partners committing to reinvest VG8 performance fees into VG8 shares, which are to be held for the long term, and VGI Partners agreeing not to make the Asian strategy available to investors through any other fund other than VG8. Of particular significance was the decision by VGI Partners to align its interests with investors in the VG8 IPO through the issue of valuable alignment shares in VGI Partners itself at no additional cost. Nobody had ever used the structure previously, and it meant that an investor who was previously invested with VGI Partners received shares in the manager at no cost, to the value of around 7.5% of their VG8 IPO investment. What we did not foresee was that this structure would lead to some participants in the IPO investing with an extremely short-term perspective. These investors sought to crystallize value by selling out of VG8 shortly after listing. Due to the selling pressure, VG8 shares traded at a discount immediately on listing, and this discount increased towards the end of the 2020 financial year. It is important to highlight that there is no reason to think that the discount to NTA is associated with underperformance of the VG8 portfolio. The manager has been prudently deploying the company's capital since listing, and in highly challenging marketing conditions, the company's post-tax net tangible assets per share declined by just 0.2% to $2.50 between listing on the 13th of November 2019 and the 30th of June 2020. This was a considerably better performance than any of the major Asian equities indices recorded over the same period. And since the 30th of June, VG8's net tangible assets per share have risen to $2.57 as of last Friday. But with VG8 continuing to trade at a substantial discount to net tangible assets, VGI Partners now faces the task of finding investors who are attracted to the opportunity to own some of the highest quality companies exposed to Asian growth. In this regard, the investor relations effort will be redoubled, as David Jones discussed at the VG1 annual general meeting earlier this afternoon. So turning to the next slide, we have every reason to believe that VGI Partners' enhanced approach to investor engagement is the right approach. This includes more information in the monthly net tangible asset statements, increased use of video conferences for portfolio updates, a partnership with Livewire, and hiring additional members of the investor relations team specifically to engage with financial advisors. Through this, we hope to build awareness of VG8 across a broader audience and highlight how VG8 is a very different proposition to most other Asian investment funds in Australia. It has also been particularly pleasing to see a number of core VG8 holdings, including Nintendo and Olympus, showcased in recent VGI Partners investor presentations. I look forward to reporting on our progress in closing the discount to net tangible asset backing in the future. At this point, I would like to acknowledge the hard work of the VGI Partners investment and operations teams across Sydney, Brisbane, New York and Tokyo. I would like to note that having boots on the ground in the form of our four-person team in Tokyo with strong Asian language skills is particularly valuable for the Asian strategy. Our board has worked well over the period since listing. There has been one recent change to the composition of the board with David Jones, an executive director of VGI Partners, appointed to replace Douglas Tynan. Doug stepped down from the VG8 board in conjunction with his transition to a non-executive role at VGI Partners. You will have the opportunity to vote on David Jones' election to the board a little later this afternoon. Finally, I would like to thank you all again for your support. While COVID-19 and its economic impact have resulted in a significantly changed investment landscape over the last 12 months, the Asian region remains well-placed relative to most other regions and, in many ways, now presents an even greater opportunity than before. As such, we look forward to a long-term partnership with all of our shareholders. That concludes my chairman's address. I would like to now open things up for general questions. If any shareholder has a general question to put to the annual general meeting, you're invited to do so now. I would like to call on Adam Philippe, who is the VGI Partners Chief Operating Officer, to assist with questions today. I believe there might have been a question submitted before the meeting. Is that right?
There was, Lawrence. Thank you. The question reads as follows. We've seen VG1 start to pay dividends and announce a buyback. What are VG8's plans regarding dividends and buybacks?
Thanks, Adam. This was a pre-submitted question. I've had the opportunity to consider this matter. I think it's important to recognise that VG1 and VG8 are two very different animals and they're two very different situations. For any investor, myself included, who invested in VG8, we signed on for what was noted in the prospectus at the time of the IPO. And it was clearly stated that VGI Partners would deploy the capital carefully and progressively. As we sit here today, it's really only been going for about a year, and I, for one, wearing my hat as an investor, would like to give the manager the proper opportunity to carefully deploy our capital. And so I don't think it would be sensible to do a buyback at the present time. That's not to say that we wouldn't consider it in due course, and that's not to say that ourselves as the board, in concert with the manager, are not concerned about the level of the discount. This is something that the manager has put to us, the various measures that they've implemented to close the gap, and we're satisfied that it's early days, but traction is beginning, and I think it's important for us as the board to give the manager ample opportunity to do that, is the first comment I would make. The second comment I would make is that neither of the VGI Partners listed investment companies, that's VG1 or VG8, have it within their mandate to be a strong income play. They are long-term capital appreciation plays. The purpose of paying a dividend out of VG1 is to liberate and free imputation credits that have been recognised by paying company tax on realised gains. If and when VG8 has got the requisite quantum of franking credits, that's certainly something that we would consider, but it's not part of the wider capital management agenda. It's really just a situation where if we had the franking credits, we would be looking to free them up and give the benefit of those franking credits to shareholders. And so once we've established that there is a base for frank dividends, we would look to execute that as a strategy, but not otherwise. So that's dealing with that question. Are there any other pre-submitted questions, Adam?
Thanks, Lawrence. There's nothing that's come through on the general questions at this point.
Okay, good. So if not, I think we'll now turn to the formal business of the meeting. I will take each item and resolution in the order as set out in the notice of meeting. Our meeting today involves four resolutions to be determined. While you are welcome to submit questions as we move through the resolutions, if you do already have questions prepared, please submit them now. When writing your question, please state at the start of your question whether it relates to our financial report or indicate the number of the resolution. As I mentioned earlier, we will conduct a poll on all resolutions today, combining votes submitted before the meeting with votes that are cast online during the meeting. Since the polls are already open, if you would like to vote now, please do so. Alternatively, it is also acceptable if you prefer to vote once we have discussed each resolution. I will allow time at the end of the meeting for you to finalise your votes. If you make a mistake or change your mind, please just select your preferred voting option and that will override your original choice. I note that Boardroom are the returning officers for today's meeting and will conduct our poll. Certain votes will be excluded in accordance with the Corporations Act. The proxy votes will be shown after discussion of each individual resolution. I advise the meeting that I will be voting all undirected proxies in favour of the resolutions, as indicated in the notice of the meeting. We will advise the ASX as soon as the results are determined, which should be later today. Turning to the next slide. The first item of formal business, which is the tabling of the financial statements, the director's report and the auditor's report for the financial period ending on the 30th of June 2020. The company is required to lay before the meeting the last audited financial statements and report, which are released to the Australian Stock Exchange on the 20th of August 2020 as part of the company's annual report. No resolution on this matter is required. However, I now invite shareholders and their proxies to ask questions on the reports. Questions may also be asked of the auditors in relation to the conduct of the audit, content of the audit report, accounting policies adopted by the company, and the independence of the auditor in carrying out the audit. Are there any questions or comments on the financial statements and reports of the directors and auditors for the financial period ending on the 30th of June 2020? I think I'll allow a few moments just in case anyone has any questions. As there are no questions, we will now move to Resolution 1, the adoption of the Financial Year 2020 Remuneration Report. Under the Corporations Act, listed companies are required to include as part of their director's report a remuneration report. The remuneration report is included in the company's annual report. The Corporations Act requires companies to put to shareholders a non-binding vote to enable shareholders to voice their opinion on matters included in the remuneration report. Given the vote is advisory only, it does not bind the board or the company. However, the board will take the outcome of the vote into account when considering future remuneration decisions. Shareholders should note that if 25% or more of the votes cast on this resolution are against adoption of the remuneration report, the first element in the board's spill provisions, known generally as the two strikes rule, will be triggered. This would require a resolution on whether to hold a further meeting to spill the board to be put to shareholders at the 2021 Annual General Meeting if a second strike was to occur at the 2021 Annual General Meeting. At this point, it is worth noting that VGI Partners, the manager, pays the bulk of VGI's operating costs, including the costs of this Annual General Meeting. This is a central plank of the VGI Partners' philosophy of alignment. As a result, VG8 only bears the cost of its three independent directors and directors and office holders insurance. The board recommends that shareholders vote in favour of adopting the Financial Year 2020 Remuneration Report. I now move this resolution. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 1 please submit questions if you have not already done so? Once again, I will allow a few moments for you to enter any final questions on this topic. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on your screen. If you are a shareholder or proxy holder and eligible to vote online, could you now please complete your vote? We will now move on to Resolution 2, the re-election of Mr. David Jones as a director of the company. Mr. Jones was appointed to the board on the 25th of September 2020 to fill a position vacated by the resignation of Mr. Douglas Tynan. Mr. Jones holds office until the end of this annual general meeting and is required to stand for re-election in accordance with clause 59.2 of the company's constitution. Mr. Jones's details are set out in the explanatory memorandum of the notice of this meeting and they are shown in detail on the slide. In summary, Mr. Jones has more than 30 years' experience in investment markets. The majority is a general partner in private equity firms, and prior to that in general management and management consulting. Mr. Jones has been a board member of numerous private and public businesses, including a number in the wealth management sector. Mr. Jones is a director of VGI Partners Limited and chairman of VGI Partners Global Investments Limited. The board, with Mr. Jones abstaining, supports the re-election of David Jones as a director. I now move that David Jones be elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 2 please submit those now? I will give you a few moments to enter your questions. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. If you are a shareholder or proxy holder and eligible to vote online, could you now please complete your vote? We will now move on to Resolution 3, the re-election of Mr. Robert Luciano as Director of the company. Mr. Luciano is retiring by rotation and is standing for re-election. It is in accordance with Clause 60 of the company's constitution. Mr. Luciano's details are set out in the explanatory memorandum of the notice of this meeting, and they are shown in detail on the slide. In summary, Mr. Luciano founded BGR Partners in 2008. He has more than 25 years' experience as a portfolio manager, equities analyst, and accountant. Mr. Luciano has been a director of the company since its incorporation on the 31st of July 2019 and is the executive chairman of BGI Partners Limited and a director of BGI Partners Global Investments Limited. The board, with Mr. Luciano abstaining, supports the re-election of Robert Luciano as a director. I now move that Robert Luciano be re-elected as a director of the company. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 3 please submit those now? I will give a few moments to enter your questions. Questions? Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on the screen. If you are a shareholder or proxy holder and eligible to vote online, could you now please complete your vote? We will now move to Resolution 4, the appointment of the company's auditor. As a public company, we are required to appoint an auditor at its first annual general meeting. Pitcher Partners, who was appointed as the company's auditor on the 6th of August 2019, holds office until the company's first annual general meeting in accordance with the Corporations Act. A shareholder has nominated Pitcher Partners to be appointed as the company's auditor. A copy of the nomination is attached as Annexure A to the explanatory memorandum of the notice of this meeting. Pitcher Partners has given its written consent to act as the company's auditor and has not withdrawn its consent. The board supports the appointment of Pitcher Partners and recommends that the shareholders vote in favour of Resolution 4. Could shareholders or proxies with questions regarding Resolution 4 please submit those now? I will give you a few moments to enter your questions. Before I put the resolution to the meeting, I will show the proxy votes on your screen. For those who are online and eligible to vote, could you now please complete your vote for Resolution 4? Thank you. We have now addressed all four resolutions. In case you have not completed your voting during the meeting, I will now give you a few moments to finalise your voting. As I've mentioned earlier, Boardroom, VGH Share Registry, will conduct the poll via the online votes that you submit and combine these with votes that were submitted before the meeting. I now declare the poll closed and formally charge Boardroom to count the votes. The results of today's annual general meeting will be released to the market and made available on VGH's website as soon as possible, which should be later in the day. Ladies and gentlemen, as there is no other formal business for the meeting, I declare this annual general meeting of VGI Partners Asian Investments Limited closed. Once again, I would like to thank everyone for attending today's meeting by webcast or dialing in over the phone. I hope that everyone remains safe and well and wish you and your families a wonderful holiday season. We look forward to meeting many of you in person at future briefings and annual general meetings.